just cultural laziness.
That's a possibility.
On Earth Court.
Got the wrong shirt on. Whatever.
What do you mean you have the wrong shirt?
It doesn't have a pocket.
Oh.
Anyway. And yeah, you could tell the guy was coming up with reasons to justify his feelings. You know? And you go, of course he does. He's invested his entire life in this institution, you know. He's now a big person in it. He couldn't go off and make this much money anywhere else doing anything else. You go, I understand. I said, but, you know, you're not making much sense. So you're being a quitter, and you go, no. It says most people, it would be a realization that this is a waste of time. Now, it's sad that Caleb has gone on to do nothing thereafter. Well, I can't say that. I think he is working on stuff. He is working on other things creatively.
What
his writing, his map, and everything like that. I know you don't value any of that because there's no money on the other side of it or whatever. But it is what it is. It's a lot of what happens around here.
I think
Well, you could say that about college for in deference to ditch digging. So you've got to be careful about that, or at least I think it's a good idea to be careful about that. He's got a bad lazy streak, but it's mostly lazy about things he doesn't really care about. I don't think he cares about money. And I don't really think he cares much about going on a mission.
He cares about money.
No, he doesn't.
No, he does, because he wants it. Why do you think he stole $200 from God? He wants money because he took a lot of work for it.
No, he wants some of the stuff that money can buy. He hasn't equated it to stuff like that, or else, at least if he wanted money, he'd go out and get a job. It would impel him to do so. He doesn't care about money in and of itself. He wants sugary drinks. He wants candy. He wants cool things to flitter around with. If he could get it without money, he wouldn't care about money. That's actually not a too bad of a thing. Don't want them to get all weird about money. They're going to start doing terrible things. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I think it's good to look a little deeper. Josh doesn't care about money. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. But he made a whole bunch of money. Why? Maybe. I'm not saying that's not true. It could have been for about 50 other reasons. There was something out there that he wanted, and money was the road to get it, and he made the connection. And he said, fine, I'm going to go out and I'm going to make money. So I can do this, 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 and this. That's a connection that Caleb has not made. For all I know, it's beyond him. We may be dealing with a highly functioning autistic which America can't do a dang thing with. It does not know how to deal with that. It knows how to deal with people who are, no! It knows how to deal with those people. It doesn't know how to deal with people who just can't connect things up in their heads very well. See, it's the same elk, a little bit better. So I don't know. Sometimes I think the boys could go on missions, I suppose. I imagine they would be passable. I would imagine the problem would be that Caleb would not be an asset.
No, I can't believe he said
it's a testimony. Hello? No, it's like, he knows what he's supposed to say. The only problem is, he takes his cues from Shana because he thinks Shana is the wonderful paragon of everything. And you go, Caleb? And I sat him down one day. I said, Caleb, avoid Shana like the plague. She is a problem. But she is not to be followed. She is not to be emulated. She is not smart. She is not. She does almost everything wrong. I'm glad she is where she's at. I mean, she's going to totally lose what little religion she really has.
Oh, I know.
But, you know what? It'll be, well, I can't do a ton about it because I can't just keep them around the homestead. They'll make anything insane. Sorry. I'm a bad father. Oh, I'll be the first to say it. Oh, you don't mean that. You go, it's not a question of meaning. It's a question of truth. So I'm a bad father. A good father would let his kids live with him until they were 80. And leave them enough money so that they never have to worry about food and clothing and all that good stuff. In my case, with my kids, that's what a good father looks like. Because I'm not. This is so. I send them off to communes. where the girls are, they're in communes. And they kind of like it. And you go, well, you know, are they evil? No. And you go, that's why they're okay. They tend to be sensible. You've got to do certain things to make plants grow. You've got to do certain things to take care of animals. You can't play weird psychotic games with them because animals will just die on you. The plants won't grow. This is, it makes you a very sensible person. That means all the really weirdness that happens, like all this social justice warrior crap on college campuses, that's all fake. Because in a normal place where you really have to accomplish things to make things happen, you have to get rid of those people. Those people can't really exist there. You know? I gotta bring in a crop. Things just have to happen. This is why farmers and ranchers are very conservative people. They have to be. You can't be all about this weird experimentation crap because guess what? You won't eat. It's really funny. You can't do that. You gotta follow basic rules. So it's excellent. I'm very happy that this is the direction people are going in. You know? Maybe that's why I need to send. And it's also nice because the Utah Conservation Corps thing was trust fund kitties. Bunch of kids, way too much money on their hands, bored, and that's where Shana picked up and experimented with a lot of crappy habits.
Well,
was because of that. And so I'm a little worried about Job Corps because I think it's mostly a thug fest. It's mostly trying to redeem thugs. Tempting to send them off to whatever. Can't tell. If they want to let Brenna get you a job there just before they get a volunteer thing there, just before she takes off. I don't know. See, I don't know what attitude to have. But what kind of job to get for him? That's the problem. Our kids fall right through one of the bigger cracks in our society. If we were in Europe, or someplace a little more European, they would have something for those kinds of people. You know? They actually have a whole system to handle the I don't know what to call it. Here they don't. Sam? I think Sam will be just fine. He seems to go more towards just basic blue collar stuff, which is fine. You don't have to be God's answer to, you know, psychology. He is. Being an electrician or a plumber or anything like that has more to do with just doing a lot of just flat thinking labor and just knowing some basic things about things. It's skilled work, but these aren't difficult skills to acquire. Now you might go insane doing it because, you know, if you've got more stuff in your head, it's not going to satisfy you. Well, I could never do those things. It's like, there are things to do. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do with the twins exactly. I think Sam would be much better to go to Job Corps than Kale is. I think that's more along his lines. I think Kale's falling into it because his basic laziness trumps everything.
Yeah, I can't believe
it. What? Because... Well, no, that was totally right. So you're just fine. What is the problem here? So and you go, you're just lazy.
The class with the games and the thing that he thought,
yeah, and he dropped out.
And that's why he dropped out, yeah, too. That's why he dropped out of school, because he couldn't drop the class.
Is that why?
Awesome. Well, that's my personal opinion.
All right. Well, maybe you're right. Golly. I really hadn't given much thought to his, if he had some weird motivation to it.
There was a... one of the seminary people or something.
Yeah? That's also why,
yeah.
I'm sorry. He lied to us. The National Guard would have happily taken him at 17.
Yeah,
garbage. He made up a freaking story. Why? Because
he didn't want to do it.
You go, fine. I'm sorry, Kale. At some point, you got to do something. You cannot just hang out here, be lazy, and watch your phone all day. Well, I'm not going to tolerate it. You going to have to be like Joe. Joe, my brother, had this problem. He got so screwed up. He was having horrible problems. He was failing college horribly. And Dad and Norm grabbed him and basically twisted his arm into going on a mission. His first 6 months were an absolute freaking waste. Terrible. And then all of a sudden something happened. I don't know what. But I also know that's not the purpose of missions, is to redeem recalcitrant dudes. Now, if it gets used that way, I guess I don't care.
I think if you save one soul, even if that means yourself, I think it's a good thing.
I know, but I know the brethren are like, we need to get better people. We can have other things for these pathetic people to do that are just wasting space. So. I don't know. Need some guidance. I don't know who to go to for it. That's why I want to talk to Chris about it. I don't know how useful that will be. Or maybe really useful, you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, I don't know how to explain it. I'm sorry. I don't like your voice. Yeah. Always try to be a believer. It would be, if you could find the right thing that really enthused them, that would solve half the problem. You go, try that with Shana. The Shana's a player. There was a whole nother level of craft that came with Shana. But she would tell you stories.
I think.
And you go, Caleb's just a unevolved version of Shana.
Yeah. He is so much like her.
Yeah.
But I think there's more to Shana losing her job, getting fired.
Oh, shit. Oh, yes.
Than what she's learned.
Oh, of course. Yes, you're right. Absolutely. You can't take anything Shana says on face value. If she got canned by Mindy's memory, there was a bigger reason than just they didn't like her. Garbage.
That's a Clinton cut.
Yeah.
That's what somebody did.
That's garbage. This is... They got rid of her. She might very well be gotten rid of from this place too. I still have another excuse for why that was going to be filled. It's not going to have been her.
And then what will she do?
She's too old now. I don't care anymore.
She'll come home though.
Yeah, she will. There's no place else to go. Hopefully she'll get smarter and she'll start going other places because she hates coming home. I've made sure that she doesn't like coming home. I don't want her to like it. Sorry, 1927 rule is not comfortable. It's hard. That was bad. You go, yeah, that doesn't want you here. I want you to go out and see the world. I want you to go and find yourself. It says, and the minute you come home, I'm going to be hounding you. All the time. I don't care what job you get. You go out and get a job. I don't want to see you around here. Sleep here. Eat here. Doesn't matter. Now Shana definitely doesn't want to do that because now she'll have to pay even more. Even when we're really kind and we let her go for months and months and months without paying rent because we feel bad for her. She wants so much to be perceived as being this wonderful person. You go, Shana, if you really want that, I'm sorry, you're really going to have to break down and be a wonderful person. You can't just expect everybody to treat you that way.
Because you put up this illusion.
Yeah, I know, you can't keep it up. Because nobody can. Nobody can not reveal themselves. It's just the way life is. Life will reveal you. That's one of the points of it. As a test. Is it here to reveal you? And that's what judgment is. It's just taking off all the last of the little pretensions and saying, here's what you are. You know, when you say, well, I should be able to go to the celestial kingdom. And you go, okay, well, here, let's take care of these weird pretensions that you have. See you for who you really are. Now where do you think you should be going? Oh, man. Now I should be really happy if I could be a terrestrial person. And you go, yeah, in fact.
So with all the lies
and stuff? This is, yeah. This, says, I can't give you a break for not being honest with yourself. I said, that's another thing. You got, you know, the commandments say, be honest. Mostly to yourself. Don't think you're better than you are. I said, that gets you into way big trouble. Because then you stop acknowledging God. You know?
I'm sorry.
Yeah?
And like the missionary was older, what are you talking about?
Oh, she's just trying to be crass then.
Yeah. This is embarrassing. All the time, see you see that missionary just coming over?
Uh-huh. Please don't.
Okay, stay tuned. Don't be crass in front of the missionary.
That's exactly what she did. She probably took great pains to be even more so.
And she started as a sinner. And I pointed at her like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And she shut up.
Yeah. You're going Shana? I tell you, maybe Shana was just one of those scratches they just scratched by. Heavenly Father said, you're really not supporting the plan, but to talk a good talk, I'll send you down there. I should throw you out. I says, I'm not gonna. I'll let your earthly parents have some fun with you. Maybe they'll do something for you. You think you're kind? Oh, well, I have. And this rugged body fluid, so you're nothing. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah. And you go, no, Mom isn't the kind one. Typically, I'm the one. I'm the one that talked us into paying off a lot of your debts. Mom didn't want to. But we had the money, and I figured it was a good thing to put towards the money for. She got herself back into debt, of course. Because you have to decide to not go into debt. Other people can't make it happen for you. Bad idea. It's like when you say we should save $1,000 for each one of the kids and give it to them along with the book, and you go, not a bad idea, but it's going to be money spent poorly until they're ready. And part of being ready is coughing up that $1,000 yourself and saying, okay, now I can do it. It's all about teaching yourself self-discipline. It's okay. Yeah, we can give them $1,000 or whatever. You know, it's fun. It's just, don't be upset if they do something foolish with it and they stay right in debt, pile it up more. Yeah. Well, I sent that on Soda Pop a year ago. You go, yeah. And you go, that was the help. That was the bailout. Seeing how kind is that? And you go, I don't know. Maybe it's better for us just to hang on to that $1,000 knowing that they're going to need help and we can just give them $1,000. I don't know. So yeah. Am I going to help Shana get home if something bad goes wrong? I don't know. Maybe not at this point. This is... Yeah. Good, and that's it. If she really wants to get home, she'll come up with a way to do so. Because I don't think she really wants to go come home. She just really wants to be saved. And you go, you know what? The best thing you can do is next time we just won't save her. You know? I've had before, I'd be a welcome. I'm not doing it this time. I'm not doing it this time. Perfectly capable of getting a job. Perfectly capable of taking advantage of friends. Perfectly capable. It says, and if you don't go to church, well then you're going to be hard pressed when you're desperate. And your bishop says, hey. The bishop ends up calling me and saying, you need to help your daughter. And you go, say what, bishop?
Well, I can remember calling my mom about $50.
Uh-huh.
So far,
yep. That's fine.
Yeah.
I can tell her that too. I said, Shana, and I've already told her this. I said, Shana, you've gotten so much wonderful things from us over the years. The rest of your siblings had to suffer with nothing because we were constantly bailing you out. I said, I don't have the money. I have to save that money to help my other children. I cannot continually just throw it at you. Maybe I'll go with that tack. And the bishop says, well, you can't behave like that. And you go, you know, bishop, I can. And you can tell her, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You can do that. So Shana does not need that kind of help. She needs other kinds of help, but she has to figure that out. I've told her too many times. And she needs to take responsibility for her choices. So she chose to lie to everybody about everything. And they go, yeah. Well, here's a really evil bishop. Yep, they are. You'll find that out soon enough. Says you got to have a better reason for being a Mormon than that you can go and bellyache the bishop. They get kind of tired of it. I do too. God. I apologize. God lets us hang. He even said so. He's in Scripture. He says, I will be slow. If you are slow to see me, I'll be slow to help you.